We are finally out of this drought and we have to make a video about it. So stay tapped.
Feel like we
are on the other side, Dotto.
We are, and we know we're truly cursed because somehow we got stuck in a fake podcast of our own. This is the first time in Key Moments history where we tried to record a podcast with the Z Rewatch, and we just yapped our heads off.
Listen, here's the thing: will we still yap a ton in Absolutely. This right now? For sure.
Absolutely.
But Dotto was trying to transition to another topic that was not the episodes at 40 minutes in, and I said, you know what? This is bonus for our key members. That's how much we love you.
The way we broke it down is basically the Santa Monica studio, the rent here is pretty high. So at a certain point, we do have to be time efficient. So me transitioning into another topic that has nothing to do with Dragon Ball Z, an hour into a Dragon Ball Z podcast, probably was going a little bit over on my
budget. It was a good one.
It was a good one. It was spicy. It was a little personal. A little heartwarming, a little touching.
Good one. It'll likely be next week's bonus for you guys. Right now, this week's bonus is us reacting to a friendly surprise and brood of evil.
What was the friendly surprise? Do we remember?
What the hell was the friendly surprise?
I don't remember at all. Although, you know what I will say? I do love the restaurant friendlies.
Why? What is that? Hang on. I got to Google this. Friendlies.
Oh, that was you reacting to the restaurant?
This is an actual place. Home. Hang on.
Read it, bro, because I promise. Okay,
celebration in every slice. It's not just a party without Friendly's ice cream. They have ice cream.
They're
cakes?
All about their ice cream.
They got yum on a stick, bro.
Yep. They have monster. Look up like freaky Sundays or whatever. They have monster Sundays.
Oh.
And they look like monsters.
Wait, but so is this an actual restaurant or is this just like
it's a restaurant.
You go into a store and.
No.
Oh, restaurants.
It's a restaurant and they do like monster ice cream. And at the end of every meal, if you're a kid.
Is this like a Fridays?
Kind of, but not like TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
Kind of, yes, but it's more. It felt more personal, more unique. I loved going there with my dad and brother and sister. But for some reason, we only ever went with just my dad and never my mom. Now I'm thinking about it.
They had waffle fries.
Foreshadowing to the yes, you just they had delicious fucking waffle fries, bro. I would say the best waffle fries I've ever had in my life. Now that you brought them back up, anyway, I was gonna say foreshadowing the divorce, crazy about my parents. Anyway,
are your parents divorced?
Yeah, they are, but on a very weird way. It wasn't something that affected me, basically.
When did they get divorced?
I was already an adult.
Oh, really?
Technically. Well, now, I like how you said last podcast was personal. Let's talk about your divorce. How did that affect you?
We don't have to talk basically, about it. I'll talk about my parents.
No.
It's super easy and quick.
Let me go first. I feel like you might outrank me here. My mom is gay. Now.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if she was always, but basically, I mean, her and my dad are still very close, but I won't air their personal.
Yeah, that's totally fair. That's super
fair. But I will say, like, they were always friends. My childhood was awesome. I think they're a great best mom and dad I could ask for. Maybe. I think they were pretty much broken up a majority of my life, really. I think it was like a common Catholic thing of like, let's stay together for the kids type beat.
Okay.
Or maybe it was just general laziness.
Did they not get divorced till everyone was like 18, basically?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh.
Although they kind of sprung the gun. It was like after I moved out, they literally said like, what would you think about us getting divorced? And I was like, I personally don't care.
They actually said that to you?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, what would you think about us getting divorced? I was like, I personally don't mind.
Why do you think I'm going to top your story?
Well, because, again, in my story, it's just like nothing happened to me. I literally, I was asked permission for a divorce to happen. I said, I don't personally mind. Do your thing. But I will go on record and say that I was like, and this was probably just something I said. I just said this so that they knew because I didn't want them to think I would travel. I was like, I personally don't mind. I will let you know. I will not like go extra. Like I'm not basically going to I'm not going to go visit you both for Christmas. I was like, I don't know what you guys think is going to happen.
I was just about to ask how Christmas works.
We just still do it together. I was like, I'm not going to go where sometimes we do stuff individually. It's really just up to them and what they want to do. But I'm like, I basically just said, don't ask any extra of me. I'm not doing no extra. I'm a lazy guy. Okay. If you can do whatever you want in your life, but I will be me, and that's what I'll do. So like, basically that was the whole divorce. I was like, yep, get divorced. Just don't expect me to travel to two different holidays.
I did not know that your parents were divorced.
It was because it's not really like, I'll say it as a joke. Like, my parents are divorced.
On a lighter note, does this menu look familiar?
Oh, dude.
What is Munchie Mania? It looks good.
It does look good. I would probably
loaded
get
waffle
menu.
Fries look amazing,
dude,
though.
Dude, he's showing me the Friendly's menu right. Okay, click on ice cream real quick just for a little nostalgia. So basically what I was going to say is Friendly's, the best part of Friendly's.
Wait, yeah, Sundays or Friend Z? What is Friend Z?
I don't know. What is Friend Z? Click that. Oh, boring. Oh. No, that's boring. It's just a bunch of ice cream, like normal ice. Go Sundays.
That's not normal. They're mixing in Oreos, Reese's, Butterfinger, Kit Kat.
I'm sorry. Oh. Maybe it's normal to a fat man, bro, because I've seen that all the time. Where's their Monster, bro? Where's their Monster ice cream?
That fries.
That down there looks pretty monstrous.
That fries and ice cream dipper looks sick.
I would eat the fuck out of that.
Hunka Chunka, PB Fudge, Lava Cake, Caramel Fudge. Dude,
scroll down real quick. What's this?
Retro Royale.
That's like a vintage banana sundae, dude. Sweet.
Dang, are we missing like... Oh, no, Dada, did the menu change on you? Because that's all the ice cream.
Can you just really quick... I know this affects literally nothing in the podcast. Maybe Toasty can throw up it. Can you look up Friendly's Monster Ice Cream? And Toasty, sure. If you can throw up a picture, I'd really appreciate that. But anyway,
while I do this, can you guess my story with my parents?
You're going to make me guess on what could be like horrible lore for you. You're just going to make me throw out a
fucking it Monster
guess.
Mash?
Show me. It looks like a monster. It has cones as ears. Yes! Yes! That is the exact picture. Yes! Yes, dude.
You had that?
No, it's mint ice cream. I hate mint.
Don't like mint?
I don't like
mint. I don't necessarily love mint, but I'll eat mint. Does that make sense?
The thing is,
personally ordering mint.
I don't like mint
but,
ice cream, basically. Yeah. But like, yeah. Sometimes it can be okay.
Do you like mint gum?
Sure. I don't really like it, but like for that, it's like, oh, my breath is fresh.
Yeah. Minty that's fresh. Right. That's right. And it serves a purpose. Try to guess my, my parents' situation.
I don't know how to guess lore, bro. This is like wild. I'm just going to guess something stupid. That way I can't
go
possibly.
For it.
Your mom went to space at the young age as an astronaut.
You don't want to attempt it at all?
am I alone in this? What could possibly be the guess?
All right. Do you think my parents got divorced?
You want me to actually guess?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I think a mysterious disappearance.
Okay.
A marriage ghosting.
I guess my mom probably would not love me, like, so I'll keep this mostly brief.
Oh, God. Now my guess is just going to hang out but, there?
No, my parents just never got married to begin with.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even have my father's name.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's just full on like.
He wasn't there when I was born, so I.
See, that's pretty great. That's why I said mine isn't as bad, because it's not.
I don't know. I always looked at it like as a positive thing. He was like never around. And I talk about this all the time, but like when you're growing up, when you're a kid like me in the 90s and like there's no texting. Like, I don't know what it's like nowadays. Like, you get a text from your dad and he's like, hey man, I was really trying to mend this relationship, and you just kind of ignore it. Like, there's not texting in my world. So like when I say I didn't talk to my dad for like a decade, there's no talking to him because there's no text. There was no visiting. There was no call. But I always like look at it as more of a blessing, because now that I've gotten older and I got to kind of know him, I'm like, it probably is better that, like, no offense to my father, because like it is what it is, but like I think he has some bad traits that I could have like picked up on had I been around him more, if that makes sense.
You do operate like a man raised exclusively by a woman.
Do
I? Was that true? You do, because mostly you're a clean freak. Well, not necessarily. See, it's not a clean freak, but you're a very cleanly person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a very, while you are still. Like a straight dude, you are still a dude. It's like stuff that other dudes have to work at, I think you do more naturally.
Okay.
Basically, I'm just saying you're not a slob. It's like, it's not a bad thing.
No, I would trust. I, you know, probably keeps me out of the doghouse.
Like, I can't wear my shoes in Nano's house.
But I used to do that, and people used to comment on it. They'd see it because, like, sometimes when I would react to my pools, I would jump up and I'd run around and shit. And people were like, the fuck are you wearing? Shoes in your house for, and I'm
really?
Like, what's the problem with it, bro? Like,
I'll just wear my.
Like, I'm not house. A kid. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm not running out in the dirt. I'm not tracking dirt in the house.
Yeah, I've never really.
But the
that.
Germs. Well, once we had a kid, we did look into it and like, holy shit, there are a lot of germs in your, and like my kid was walking around on the floor. And ever since then, I just don't, because kids are all over the floor and anything I can do to not spread sickness
in
our house.
Can I ask a question? Who printed out the sign and put it on the garage door?
That is so funny that you bring that up. That has been here. You actually pay attention to that? We don't even think about it anymore.
Because
that wasn't even us.
That wasn't you?
That was the builders. Over four years ago.
It's not like something I paid attention to, but I did see it. I go, white people.
That wasn't even us.
It was just funny.
I've always thought it was funny to just leave it up.
It is fun. It is pretty funny.
I've always just thought it was funny to leave it up. That wasn't even us.
And it works out. Well, it wouldn't be funny if it wasn't a rule you had, it's a rule you had.
How do we? Oh, because you said something like you said foreshadowing.
Careful, we're 11 minutes in. We might have to make another bonus podcast.
But yeah, that's like the quick short of mine. Pretty much my dad just literally wasn't in most of my life. So I mostly was raised by my grandfather and grandma and mom. So that was my life. I did have a topic I want to bring up real quick before we dive into the.
This is perfect. We're right on track. We're doing good.
So obviously there is a lot, and you and I both actually talked about this recently, especially while you're here. And there's been so many requests, but I wanted to be devil's advocate on this because it's been happening more recently in some of the podcasts I listen to, and I'm like, please God no. But guest episodes. How do you feel about guest episodes?
People have asked about this.
People want us to have guests very bad.
I mean, I've pimped out this podcast to just about everybody. Rhyme, Dion. I mean, pretty much all the normal ones. But I'm like widely open to it. In a real life setting like this, it would be harder to do because not harder, but like
we could have them on Discord in our ears right now, look staring at them. They could be staring at everything that we're.
Well, I guess that would make
sense. It'd actually be very easy to do.
But I'm saying like, well, then yeah, let's do it. I've never once been against it. I'm just down.
As a listener, though, do you like guest episodes?
So, I'll be honest.
I hate them.
You hate them?
I don't like them at all.
Damn.
The podcast, and I'm not big into a ton of them, but sometimes like if it's a solo podcast or a duo podcast and their entire
shtick is like
interviewing? Shtick is interviews. Where there's a rotating seat, then sure. But when I've been trained to hear a certain 2 to 5 individuals and those 2 to 5 change every now and again, I literally skip. I straight up skip because there's some people that they bring back that I'm like,
dude, this should have been attached to go over to become a member on either the Patreon or YouTube. This is what I meant by I have had these thoughts before. Like we were talking about how we get mean comments sometimes and it's just like, but this is what I try to remember is when I judge people like this, because it's true. Like I listen to the Super Mega Cast a lot. And while I won't say I absolutely hate guest episodes because.
Okay. I don't hate them, but
if they bring in somebody that they are naturally friends with and like, it's a natural extension of them. Sometimes they can be some of the funnier episodes because it's like another person to bounce around. New stories come in from. So the super. It also depends on the podcast. Like you said, if it's an interview show, naturally, sure. If it's like a special event where you have to like something like that. But the Super Mega Cast is like two guys that are friends and they talk about just whatever the fuck they want. So it can be refreshing to get a third with new stories to tell or something like that, you know? Or maybe it inspires new stories, bounces off. But it really, really, really depends on the person. Because there have definitely been episodes where I'll give it like 10, 20 minutes. I'm like.
Do you listen to any podcasts or watch any podcasts where they do have like a rotating cast? Like there's like a core cast, but then there's like a bit of a rotating cast as well. Like do you listen to that like that?
I can't think of anything with a core cast, but also a rotating cast. I guess the closest would be like sports shows. Like sports shows are usually like.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good one.
Like, you know, Stephen A and then a rotating cast or like even Undisputed was like that. But, and so that's okay if it's like different people, different weeks. And then sometimes you get an athlete on or yada, yada, stuff like that. But I'm honestly, let me just go full like parasocial, bro. I was like, if I listen to a podcast, not in a creepy, weird way, but it's because I find the people funny. And I just want to listen to him talk. Like I just want to be entertained type shit.
Yeah. I listen to one specifically. And there are definitely certain hosts that I'm like,
thanks.
and like, I literally, sometimes when I get behind on my podcasts and I come back, I'm so thankful that I'm behind because I listen to that. If you're, I hear a particular individual's voice, and I say,
this is literally what I was talking about.
I'll skip and I'll go to another one. And listen, if there's not another one available, then sometimes I'll listen, but I'm like,
in those moments, that's important though, because that person needs to win me over. Sometimes, again, this is on some parasocial, like sometimes it can take some time to warm up to it and get used to it. Other times it's just never going to be a mess.
There's also that. I will say eventually at some point, I don't know when, but at some point I have for sure heard the request. We will have guests on here.
For sure. I think, what do you want it to be though?
I think that, like, you mean like how would we structure it?
No, like, well, yeah, sure. What do you want it to be? What does that question mean to you?
To me, I'm almost picturing like we get to like, I don't know. I say that I wouldn't want them to be here for a fake Namek, but like it would have been interesting to have had like another person's reaction to fake Namek, you know, or Battle of Gods or stuff like that. But in my head, I've always pictured like if we're going, I don't know though. That is so weird because at the same time, especially as a viewer, if you've been like anticipating like Goku going Super Saiyan, you may not want that third personality there to potentially detract from what you were excited to just see me and Dotto, because it is going to add a different element to the overall vibes of the podcast for sure, having like an additional individual involved or maybe individuals. So in my head, the main like go-to, especially, I mean, they could become, you know, come back for multiple episodes, but at least to the initial one in my head, I'm almost picturing like I'll use Dino as an example. Like we brought Dino on for an episode. Like we could almost have some like basic questions just so, because I'm really bad about assuming that if someone knows me, they know Dino, or they know you, or they know Dion, but like there is overlap, but there's not 100% overlap. So there's going to be key moments viewers that probably don't know every person we might bring on here. And so in my head, I'm picturing doing an episode where we're sort of kind of like what we did with me and you with the Nanogenics Dotted Away podcast, where we sort of got to know like each other's like backgrounds on certain things. We'd kind of sort of like ask them more generalized questions that I'm sure would spawn off on different conversational topics, but get some general things of like favorite form, favorite episodes, you know, what other anime do you watch? What other movies do you like? Stuff like that. Just kind of like get to know the person. That's like more of how I picture it.
Okay.
About you? How do you picture it?
I picture it as like a really casual thing. Like I almost picture it as just, we literally bring them on. We watch an episode. I also get the thought like maybe a special episode, maybe one that they would like, if they like Vegeta or if they like, but I don't know how you would really schedule that. So pretty much any episode, super casual. We just talk it like normal guest episode, maybe ask some questions like you say, but mostly to do that, to spark natural conversation, to get the conversation moving. So for that, really natural. And I agree, like pretty much our friends that we know, but yeah. Also I actually would be interested in doing something like more both a little more outside of what our normal stuff, like, yeah, like a Rhyme, a Dion, a Diddy.
It'd be really cool to have Chris and Sean.
Yes. Well, yeah, like somebody attached to the show would be like, I think we've talked about it. That would be a really fun episode to do.
It'd also be cool to have, I don't know. Like there's not a too terribly far jump to be in the world of wrestling and getting like a wrestler you guys might know, like on the pod, and have them be a part of the show too.
Literally, but the thing is, like, literally anybody would be cool, or just like maybe somebody that's worked on anime before, or something like that.
I think that the obvious ones that you're probably thinking in your head right now that are Dragon Ball creators or anime creators will maybe, probably at some point, make a guest appearance on this show at some point. But I also think there is definitely the possibility, and I've been thinking about potentially talking about this to you, and so I guess we're doing this on the podcast right now, but of like seeing if we could pull some strings and get some other people like on the pod sometime. So
can we cool.
But like, I don't think I would ever want, I would never want guest podcasts to be like become like the main shtick, if that, you know?
Yeah. Unless it was a different show.
Not that I wouldn't want that though, but it's like, to peel the curtain back a little bit. But part of the reason you come here is just so that we have a truly dedicated space and time to actually get to work on the podcast. Because trying to schedule with people is not easy.
No, it's not. It adds more complications.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, maybe a guest episode happens in this setup, because like you and I are already here. So then we just have to like figure out a time with one other person. That's actually
it. Really, I mean, it really just depends on, we're both lazy people. When it, well, as lazy as you can be, it's like, well, we're here. It'd be harder to get a person on the line, so might as well not waste time.
I wouldn't. I don't know if lazy is the right.
You're
word
not.
For
you're
it.
Not. I'm an extremely lazy person, but like. Opportunistic in the way of like, well, this is what we got. This is what we can do right now. Might as well do what we can do right now.
I mean, we
tight beat.
Anyway, we can move off of it that way. We don't dive too deep into that. But I just want to get your opinion on. So hang on. So what is your stance? You do like guest episodes as a viewer, or you don't, or you're a bit indifferent, or it's very situational.
It's middle. It's situational. I would say I can like it. I can really hate it. It depends. I do the exact same thing. With YouTube channels, with anything, like I open it up, if I'm just like, if the third person just fucks it too much, I'm just like, I'm out. I'll see you next week.
And I will say, there's no world where any guest we have on here, we're going to win with 100% of the audience. There's going to be one person that clicked off.
Well, yeah.
Because they just, but there might be one person that clicks off because of either me or you or both of us anyway.
Well, literally, so that's what, yeah. That's
part of the
you're
internet.
You're never going to have 100% of anybody.
Yeah, it is what it is. That's like, that's probably something that we should have talked about in the YouTube episode. Giving like pointers on YouTube is that like you're not everyone is gonna like you ever. That's just life.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's just part of living life. That's part of you know, the
not everything is friendlies and rainbows, dude.
Yeah, not everything is a friendly surprise. The
we're back. Took a little 43rd
overall episode in the Uncut Dragon Ball Z series. This episode first aired in Japan on April 11th. Of 1990.
We never did find out what that surprise was.
I used to have a friend that was, that their birthday was April 11th.
In that year?
Not 90, no. Because most people in my grade were like me and were 91 babies.
Funniest memory with that friend? Just real quick, funniest memory just off the cuff.
I dated that friend.
Okay, we're moving on the topic.
let's move on. Anyway, it's original.
Hey, we all experiment, man.
No, it was a girl, but I mean, she could be a friend. She was a friend. But also, we're talking about literally when I was like a freshman.
Seven.
We're talking about forever because I've been with essentially the same person since I was a sophomore.
Yeah, there you go. That's you know, high school sweethearts.
That's a lot. Yeah, dude. I'm told all the time. Apparently, I'm in a blessed situation because the dating like vibes and market right now are not very fun. So I'm like, I'm very glad for that.
Yeah, you know, got to do what you got to do.
Anyway, its original American air date was August 25th of 2005. You don't know how hard I'm fighting back the urge to spawn off a whole nother conversation with you right now, Donna. But I'm like, a friendly surprise, Donna Doya, Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. Do you know why it was August 25th of 05 and not a much earlier date that you're thinking of, Donna? It's no. Because the Funimation redubbed it after they were done dubbing GT. Anyway.
Okay. I mean, yeah, no, that makes sense to me.
All right, so in this episode, we actually had some pretty cool interactions. Because, so this one specifically is getting to finally see Kui, which to me was like actually pretty exciting because it's sort of the setup of really getting into like the thick of what the Namek Saga is.
I wonder if this happens in the manga. Do we get anything with Kui other than literally just seeing him in
I'm getting that damn manga out after this episode. Bro, it is going to sit right here. So why? We can bust it out as much as we want.
Okay, you really need to stop separating that word too much from the rest of the sentence. I guess I just don't remember Kui being like he was more of just like Vegeta meets him on Namek. He's like, whoa, what are you doing here? And then he blasts him away.
It's so interesting to me that he's like, is Frieza here? And he's like, you're not lying to me, are you? Vegeta's speaking to actually, this was not to Kui. This was to one of the like, I think that I just saw the wiki refer to them as physical therapists, but essentially the doctors that were rejuvenating Vegeta after having his ass beat on Earth. And Vegeta literally says, like, is Frieza here? And this is like Frieza planet 67 or
78
something.
Or something like that.
And it's like, this doesn't even look like a planet where Frieza would have been, but it's a very interesting thing to think about that he probably does jump between like his conquered planets, you know? So I guess there is a chance that he could have.
He probably wants to go back home every now and then, just have everybody just clap for him.
See, these are the things that would make for such a cool spin-off show.
It would. I mean, like, yeah, like a
like there, seeing there's a, there's this, some, but there, from Frieza's POV.
There's so many cool like rebellion stories you can tell in this.
Yeah. Anyway, and so Vegeta, of course, has like a bit of a talking session with Kui, and I don't know. I just thought this was. I don't know. I am such a fanboy, bro. If it's got Vegeta, if Vegeta's on screen, you're automatically getting more bonus points from me.
Well, it worked for me too, because at least Vegeta's an interesting character over what we've been going through with these fake Namekians for the last two episodes at this point. But now four.
Fortunately for us, this was where the veil sort of vanished.
Thankfully.
And we finally got to see that. So first off, we were being gaslit, right, by the wiki. Because the wiki showed like they Bulma, she's like waking up, like sees them as their real forms, but then they turn into Namekians.
They told us way earlier that they were guaranteed pink people. Though to our credit, we had already seen the hieroglyphics on the wall, and we're like, okay, obviously that's them.
Yeah.
Which now that I'm thinking about it, still doesn't make too much sense because they. I mean, we go on to do we learn their origin story in this episode or next?
We did watch two episodes, and this is the only drawback to watching two episodes is like because they kind of blend, especially when they're these two episodes. They're a continuation of the story, right? I do think that that is in the next episode because this one doesn't reveal who they are till the end, and that's when Gohan is actually being captured by the sea monsters, and it ends. And so they tell you their whole backstory and how they're sneaking around, which is like. Well, then fucking sneak around. Why are you telling them all the back? Like, if you want to actually get off this planet, you don't tell your enemies your backstory.
Yes.
You go get the fuck off the planet.
Yes. Their backstory did suck. It really sucked. They were just like, we were just trolling.
They were literally trolling.
Although, to be fair, they were waiting. So you could say that they were stalling for time because they were waiting for the ozone layer to open up the one hole a year they get to for a chance
to escape this planet.
Because they've been stranded there. And that's all they have. But they describe it as they were literally just trolling around having some fun.
Which explains why, maybe I missed this at the beginning of this four episode arc. But this explains why the ship was so damaged coming into the atmosphere.
Yes. Yes. Cause it was just,
because by the time they landed, it was completely thrashed, but we couldn't, at least from what I'm remembering, it didn't show like it being damaged was like, why is it being so damaged? But this would explain why, correct?
Yeah. We see what their wreck looked like this episode, right? Cause they reveal it obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. So they were basically ass up after the crash. Like they were all just passed out dead. Like they were barely hanging on to life.
Well, that's either these two episodes are so
whatever. We should just talk our thoughts and then we can separate them for the grade because I remember enough to grade them. I remember the big moments and what I enjoyed.
I think one to mention here is I again environmentals for the entirety of this, which I think was just probably the animators getting to have some fun since all of it was fake anyway. We find out the planet is like desolate and barren and looks nothing like what it looked like the entire time for this adventure of collecting all these Dragon Balls, but. This episode actually specifically starts out with them in like a cave and Krillin and Gohan are like trying to warm up an ice cube to get the Dragon Ball out. And then Bulma's like, can't you guys hurry? And they're both like, no, we actually can't because if we use our full power, we'll make like the entire cave like crash in on itself. And stupidest thing is that
shot heard around the world, man.
They immediately, the villains, or they're not really villains, but the people trying to escape that are tricking them immediately.
The trolls, they do a warning shot, bro, and they trigger the cave to fall in.
Which then causes a massive snowball to fall and them to ride a piece of ice out of the cave.
Someone
for like
count that
10
as
minutes.
Violence, though. Like, that was an attempt on their lives.
That was.
Someone call that violence, although these two specifically state and mean it. They don't have a taste for violence. They don't want to hurt people.
Yeah, they don't want to hurt people. Then at this point, once they get out of there, they have to fly because they eventually make it out. It's like a massive drop. They have to pick up Bulma, hold her. Krillin and Gohan are holding Bulma. And then that's when they get back on their path to find the final Dragon Ball. And finally, Krillin realizes, wait, this is the same path we went down earlier where the acid pool was, but there's no acid pool now. What's going on?
No dinosaur. The dinosaur footsteps are here, but we shouldn't be where the dinosaurs are.
And finally, for the love of everything, it is finally revealed that this is all a hoax. They don't actually, thankfully, they aren't actually Namekians. The Dragon Balls were actually rocks. It is still so weird that the Dragon Radar was picking up on those as Dragon Balls.
Illusion. That's an illusion.
Yeah, okay. But it is explained, dude. Like the
mess on the podcast set.
The shot that the wiki showed us, which is like the two of them, the two pink beings hovering over Bulma, they put some stuff like on her head, kind of almost kind of look like World's Strongest.
Yes, the little tendrils come out.
Yeah, and he was able to just absorb the knowledge to understand, to play these tricks.
Yes, not all of the most important knowledge, as we'll later come to learn, but that is, again, another second episode secret.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she basically sucked the IQ out of him.
Righty and Zacro. Righty and Zacro.
Couple of bad names, man. Although these may very well end up being two of the most hoed characters in all of Dragon Ball.
Krillin recognizes them as the creatures whose pictures appeared on the walls of the stairway leading down to the ruins. That is in this episode.
So exactly, like we've known that there was something up. I'm glad the characters finally get to act on it, though. It has been so much set up, and now we're finally getting out of it, and we get some Vegeta scenes, thankfully. So this episode did improve. I think I still yawned one time, but only one yawn this episode, which is pretty good.
No, I honestly walked away from both these episodes enjoying my time. I'm not even kidding. I really did.
Okay. I mean,
it's no good dinosaur or whatever that was, but like it's, you know,
it's definitely not. That is the dinosaur friend episode was way higher than these. But yeah, this episode, I mean, we can pretty much rank it. We know where we're at. Oh, wait, look, we should probably get into the end where Gohan, this is the reveal of the plan.
So, Gohan is still in the illusion and starts like floating up and can feel stuff on him. And then the illusion breaks away and he is in a swamp with these like tendril squid looking things being held up in the air. But guess what?
Oh,
they can't eat.
This was the stupidest shit of all time.
They can't eat until it's nighttime.
These pink guys are knowledgeable at the planet, though. Like they led them into this trap, giant squids, and they said, "Don't worry, they're night eaters."
I think another thing to note, because it does happen in this one specifically, is that Vegeta doesn't want a scouter. Then he does want a scouter. Has a conversation with Kui. Kui says, "Like, don't betray Frieza," and Vegeta goes and hops in the pod and bounces out.
He splits, though. He fucking runs.
Oh, and Goku goes back to the hospital.
Who cares? We didn't even need to mention that. It's like, that was the most pointless shit of all time.
All right, so major events here. This is from the wiki. Shout out the wiki. Or were you going to say something else, or is it time to dive in?
Just the Night Eaters. If anybody knows, is there a single creature alive that on our planet that
captures its prey, but will hold its prey,
keeps it alive
until a certain time of day,
and then eats it at a certain time? Yes. I don't think there is.
Bulma, Gohan, and Krillin find out the truth about fake Namek and it being an illusion. Vegeta hears about Frieza's desire to gather the Dragon Balls on Namek and races to the planet. Those are the two major... All right, differences from the manga. I didn't actually read it yet.
Okay.
What do you think? Well, we know the fake Namek is...
Vegeta's stuff maybe is the only possible canon.
You don't think showing Goku in the hospital is...
No. Well, okay. Because he never leaves the hospital.
Oh, good point. Bulma, Gohan, and Krillin's adventure on fake Namek is exclusive to the anime. Goku training when he should be resting in the hospital, and his wife trying to find him is exclusive to the anime.
Yep.
In the anime, when Vegeta is shown on his boots, he has his top on. In the manga, however, he is shirtless in the scene. So
okay, the wiki was like, "Damn it!"
Trivia. This is the only trivia. There's only one thing.
Single trivia.
This episode shows Goku using telekinesis, a technique he has never been shown to use in the manga. I called that out. I was like, "Is he?" Did he levitate that? Like what?
Yeah, no, he used like key telekinesis manipulation.
Yeah. All right, Dotto.
To be fair, in Dragon Ball, usually you get that ability for free if you're strong enough. So
I did not, because you had the MacBook for the last episode, I did not get to record.
I forgot I was in control.
I did not. Yeah, you didn't record our ratings. So I'm going to have to go back and rewatch that podcast to get episodes 41 and 42's ratings.
I didn't know that was part of the rule. No, it is. Yeah, I definitely just sat there scrolling with two fingers. I thought that shit was sick.
All right. A friendly surprise. I'm ready to give this one one. Yeah, I know what I'm.
Me too. Yeah, I say. Three. Go ahead.
Two, one, six.
Four. Four. No, yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Damn, dog.
It's pretty boring.
You are hard to please, bro. Holy shit.
Well, man. I'll go ahead and spoil it now. This next episode was a bit better, and I did enjoy it a little more.
This next episode had some pretty like
big stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I gotta leave some space. What'd you get this episode?
A 6.
And you think this episode improved?
Yes.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Pretty high. Pretty high up there.
Dude. Hang on.
Since
we've been outside of Sand Saga, the highest I've given anything is a 6.
So you're just hungry. You're ready. You're ready to leave this hate behind you. Drop it like a bad weight, bro. You just are ready to go on to greener pastures, which
I don't know. I think I just kind of enjoyed, maybe the reaction won't show this, but looking back on it now, you know, it is now a memory, even though if it was a memory just like 5 minutes ago, basically, but still.
What a memory.
I kind of enjoyed this. Like, I didn't necessarily love the setup to get us to this episode 3 of this little tiny 4-episode arc, but like, I don't know. I enjoyed my time. Anyway, it's time to move on to Brood of Evil.
On to greener pastures.
Which is the 40... It's the 9th episode of the Namek Saga and the 44th episode of the Uncut Dragon Ball Z series. I still have to remind Mr. Donadoy over here that he said Namek, specifically Namek, was going to be peak. I can't hold you, Dotto. We are 9 episodes in. 9 episodes in.
But the pastures are greener because we finally made it to real Namek.
If I averaged out any other section of 9 episodes, including one that might include our lowest rating ever, Dueling Piccolos, probably still has a higher average than the current ranking of Namek for you.
Well, that's because we haven't been on real Namek, but we are there officially. This episode, every character is here except for Goku, but whatever, he's going to be late to the party anyway.
This episode first aired in Japan on April 18th of the 1990, and then it aired on August 29th of 2005. I think, you know what's super interesting about this, with the funny redub stuff, is that, oh no, are they daily? Were they daily? Hang on. So August 25th.
Imagine being daily with a whole show. That's kind
of August 24th. It was. They were doing it daily.
Oh my God, dude. That would be so...
They redubbed and started doing it daily. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that has to be stressful. Like, yeah. There's no way that was a fun time.
Trying to keep daily up or even multiple times a week? Yeah, that's a lot. All right, so this one specifically is... Again, they got captured. Now they have to get uncaptured. The pink guys, Wrighty and Zacro, tell them their plan of how they're... going to try to sneak and go steal. They've been trapped on this planet. They need to get to their planet. It's going to take them 50 years to get to their planet. And they also want the dragon radar because they're going to try to stop at Namek and pick up the Namekian Dragon Balls, which is like,
they really think they're them. I want to see the what if arc in Sparking Zero where that happens.
I said, dude, stop. Why are you trying to manifest them being in Sparking Zero?
I just think because these are two of the most hoed characters in all of Dragon Ball for what happens in this episode, dude.
Dude, it actually made us sad for them.
Yes, I felt bad because they're not even bad guys.
No.
They're just stupid. They're just trolls by nature.
Yep.
But it just makes me feel bad.
Just to do the troll and then to like tell them that you're doing the troll. I mean, they thought Krillin, Bulma, and Gohan were cooked.
I just want to know what changed. So basically, let me skip to it.
Okay.
You know, obviously, Krillin and Gohan get free from the situation they're in with the stuff. Bulma went separately to go try to stop the pink guys from getting in the ship. So to their credit, Krillin and Gohan do a sick team move to escape these octopuses.
They go underwater.
Underwater.
Back to back.
Bro handshake. Beams. Bro handshake, they hold hands, beam separately, whirlpool. That was sick.
That was awesome.
That was cool. And I was immediately like, okay. So they escape, catch up, and the guys ask Bulma for the password to the ship because for whatever reason, they did not absorb the most key information, which is how to pilot the ship.
How to pilot the ship.
Because you know what this means, Nano? They were never making it anywhere. They asked Bulma for the entrance to the ship, which is voice controlled fully. They were cooked the whole time.
Yep.
Never had a chance. They were just trolling.
They needed to just get Bulma, get in the ship, and go. They needed to do that.
Yes. But
this is a pretty cool entrance, by the way, because she says Piccolo to open it, but then...
Oh, this was fucking cool. And also funny, because they were laughing on the way up. They're like, Piccolo! And it's Gohan. He yells it. They come right back down.
It was pretty funny. You got to laugh, I think, out of both of us.
Yeah, Gohan literally said, I know you ain't laughing. And then... but again, the pink guys... said in the last episode, they're like, we don't like violence. So
they get folded, dude.
Gohan and Krillin literally one-shot them.
Yep.
Krillin says, that was easier than I thought it would be. But bar for bar, and they go,
We weren't lying. We don't like violence.
And they abandoned them there. They just get in the ship and leave.
There was another bit too. Then this, and this one was pretty funny. You said you think had to be probably a, like a manga panel.
Oh no, no, but not yet.
They, sorry, not they yet. Leave. Sorry, I was.
I just, I'm more wanted to focus on these pig guys just because, like, the kids held guns to their faces, tied Bulma up, and pointed guns at her. What makes that more redeemable than this little trolling 4-day adventure?
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, they still took them in and nursed them back to hell.
Yeah, exactly.
But they get abandoned to hell, basically. They get abandoned on this planet where they will never escape, far from home. Nobody will ever save them again.
So this is how we find out how far it is, because Bulma gets free, goes over to see what they're doing with the ship or to get the ship or whatever. And she is up above the rocks, seeing them try to figure out how to get into the ship. And she, like, as they go, because they need to go find to try to get her to bring her back to, you know, get in the ship. She huddles down, and they, of course, realize she's there, pick her up. And she's like, well, what if we just, like, dropped you off at your planet? And that's when they're like, it would take 50 years to get to our planet, you know, or something like that. And so then to have that knowledge, then to see them laying on the ground, folded over from Krillin and Gohan punching them as Krillin, Gohan, and Bulma leave in the ship, it does kind of suck.
It makes you feel bad because they play it for humor, but they literally say, any ideas? No. Yeah. I have no ideas left. And then that's the last time we ever see these characters. It's literally them giving up on the hope of freedom. Any ideas? No. I'm all out. It's just, and that's it. We'll never see these guys ever again.
Nope. This show is so crazy too, because you go from spanned 4 episodes of fake Namek, right? That when we got the shot of the ship in space, I called out to you and said, I wonder if we're about to see a drunk Bulma, like Bulma drinking. And instead of that, bada bing, bada boom, we are at actual planet Namek.
How did they decide when they were going to add a little bit of filler and when they were going to not?
Yeah.
Because they literally was like, bye filler guys, now we're arriving at, and it literally, it cuts to them on Namek.
Neither,
like,
one of us expected to be actually Namek, right? You didn't expect to be Namek in this episode, did you?
No, I thought it was going to be the end of this episode. Like, we found it, Namek.
Yeah.
Next time on Dragon Ball. Yeah. But no, they literally land. And this is where the funny bit you were talking about is, because Bulma was like, right, let me just check if the air here is breathable. I've got
this machine. Yeah, she's like doing all this stuff.
She's calculating out, like, let me see if the land here is breathable. You know, got to make sure. We might need the spacesuits. I think we're going to need the spacesuits. And the camera pans left and shows that behind her, standing outside, Gohan and Krillin are just like breathing in the air, just standing there. That was pretty funny. That was a Family Guy bit, basically.
It was, yeah.
Like, but in Family Guy, they would have been folded over dead on the ground. But yeah, pretty much that. And, once they're there, I mean, they're pretty much just talking. They think it's going to be a free ride until Vegeta shows up.
Yeah, they see a space pod out of space fly down. But then
another Frieza ship, another Vegeta ship shows up.
What?
Two Vegetas.
Who could it be?
Two Vegetas.
Two Vegetas.
It's over.
Clone Vegeta?
Evil Vegeta. Tarble. That would be cool.
Tarble.
But yeah, they're cooked. I mean, now they're thinking they really are done for.
And then it shows us a Namekian on the ground, clearly dead.
Oh, yeah. And I forgot about this.
I could not believe what came after this. I could not believe this was in this episode.
Oh, yeah. Same episode that we just saw the pink guys for the last time.
Yes.
The episode literally ends with murder. Psh, Namekian drops. Dragon Ball for you, Frieza. Like, they hand over the Dragon Ball, the little guy. Dodoria, Zarbon, Frieza are all revealed.
Fully.
Face, everything, design, voice.
I'll give you this, Dotto. I'm not the biggest Zarbon Glazer, but this shot specifically is sick.
He looks so cool, bro. He is so cool.
That shot's sick.
He looks so sick. And yeah, Frieza's fully revealed in this episode with the pink. I literally don't understand that at all. But
it's crazy. That's pretty much it. We know that Frieza has 4 of the Dragon Balls now, so only 3 off. And we also know that Vegeta is there, Kui is there, and Bulma, Gohan, and Krillin have also arrived.
Can't forget the Bulma feet of the episode, though. Key moments. Always watching for Bulma's feet. She dials back home to Earth. And it's not even like a plot point. Like, she literally just sets up communication back to Earth, calls Master Roshi and says, like, tell Goku to get over here. We're like, right fucking now, because we are cooked.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
What they don't know is they're sitting on a child prodigy who has like 3 million power level by like 20 episodes from
They're
now.
Still cooked. I mean, even the thing is, even if Goku showed up and he just, if Goku was resting on his Saiyan Saga laurels, they still would have been cooked.
Yeah.
He would have showed up and got bodied, literally waxed up and down the floor. I still can't believe Vegeta losing. I'm going to bring this up. Vegeta losing his tail is such a cartoonishly horrible thing to happen to him. He literally lost like 18 years of training.
Dude, I have to read this from the summary.
We got a summary?
On his right side, speaking of Frieza, a mysterious figure in a dark hover pod comes forward to praise him. On his right side is Dodoria, a large pink-colored porcine humanoid.
Porcelain, yeah.
That's P-O-R-C-I-N-E.
Oh, I don't know. Porking?
Hang on, search Google. What is this?
Here on Key Moments, we like to make sure that we update our word of the week Porking, every week.
Maybe. Porking. Maybe. Of affecting or resembling a pig or pigs.
Okay. So that's a very specific word.
But that's not the reason why. I don't know why. I just need to read this next
one. No, that's Key Moments word of the week for you.
On his left is Zarbon, a pale blue, handsome, long-haired, and elegant humanoid warrior.
Okay. They were gassing him up. They were happy to see Zarbon.
All right. As always, shout out to the wiki. We got major events here. Bulma, Gohan, and Krillin finally arrive at Namek, and Vegeta arrives on Namek minutes later. Differences from the manga. Bulma, Krillin, and Gohan's adventures on fake Namek are exclusive to the anime. Goku at the hospital Shocker. Trying to sneak out of his room again to train only to be found by his doctor is exclusive to the anime.
Nice.
And that's it. They didn't give us trivia for this one. They didn't know trivia. That's
no
it.
Trivia.
You think the trivia is going to get more like...
No, I think it's going to go up.
Sparse, or you think...
I think it goes up.
You think it's just because these are just kind of like nothing
Nobody
episodes?
Cares. Nobody cares. Nothing happens.
Minus getting to see actually Frieza, which is so sick. Yeah. All right, Dotto. Any final words before we actually give our ratings on episode 44, Brood of Evil? We are officially, next time we watch Dragon Ball Z, 10 episodes in. To the Namek saga.
Yes, but...
10.
We're technically 0 episodes into the real Namek. So, I'm forgiving. I'm excited. But no, I have no words to say before the rating.
3, 2, 1, 6. 7.
Yeah, I bumped it all the way up to a 6. Yeah. I thought this episode was way better, but we did get to see Frieza and stuff. So.
I see, and the reason why I went with a 6 on the friendly surprise is because I did like the stuff with Vegeta. I thought, like, I don't know. There's something about the aesthetic... That when we saw Kui in that like hallway, which had very just had everything about all of that was such like Namekian vibes or Namek Saga vibes, Namek vibes, Frieza Saga vibes, all of that. Like I just felt like at home. So it felt weird to give it anything but a 6. And then this one, the reveal of Zarbon, Dodoria, and Frieza was actually really good. I actually think, can I say that? Yeah, I'll say it. The Frieza Zarbon, Dodoria reveal is better than the Saiyan reveal. Of them getting to Earth.
Yeah, I just wish they did more with them on Earth. And blowing up the city was cool, but I guess I just wish it was...
Yeah, it felt... I remember the we way both it was were cut, like...
Yeah, the way it was done was...
The next episode, we were like, if that would have just been... Like, if that would have been their reveal and all that, it would have felt a little bit better.
Yeah, or just the way they did it, I think it could have had a little more impact. It's still cool. It's still cool.
No. Yeah, I mean, we're like pitting two kings against themselves here anyway, type of thing.
But I just gave it a 6 because this episode was, one, funny. It was pretty funny. There was a couple jokes that actually made me laugh. And two, it was just cool seeing, one, all the pieces in place. And two, Frieza and the gang for the first time.
The next episode is called Frieza Strikes, dude.
Yeah, he's gonna be killing
I'm
stuff.
Like actually so stoked. Do you think
one podcast episode? One episode podcast?
One episode?
It's called Frieza Strikes. Who knows? It could be a great
podcast. I'm like in a two for mode, man.
We're cooked.
I have a goal, Dotto.
We're cooked, guys.
We're not cooked. They're excited about it. Hopefully, guys, you better be excited
Where are my one episode podcast fans
you're
at?
You're not winning nobody over with that.
Where are my one episode podcast fans at?
Man, you know what you are going to win over people with?
I was going to say.
Is this OST? Do you hear it?
Where are my jingle fans at? Because I know we can all be a jingle fan.
Love that jingle.
Okay, well.
Man, you can click on a video. Wait, Dotto, it's on your face.
Dude, click it. Dude, get it off. Dude, get Get it off, dude.
Everyone on Spotify, Apple Podcasts are like, what? It doesn't matter, guys. Just enjoy it. Leave us a rating. We'll see you on the next one.
It really should cut before. Dude, actually, it's still in my face, dude. Sorry, audio.
Bye.